Washington, this is VOA News. Gunmen and two hostages killed in Australia cafe standoff. Millions in eastern Ukraine struggle to survive. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Australian police say three people were killed during a day-long standoff at a Sydney cafe. The hostage takers among the dead. The siege ended around 2 a.m. local time after police stormed the cafe, where a man held 17 people hostage for about 16 hours. New South Wales police say the 50-year-old assailant, identified as Iranian immigrant Manharon Monis, is dead. A 34-year-old man and 38-year-old woman also were killed. Here is New South Wales Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione.
We have, as you have reported, two deceased amongst the hostages and six that were uninjured. We also have a lone gunman who has been shot and killed.
Police call the attack an isolated incident. Prime Minister Tony Abbott says the gunman was politically motivated, calling him mentally unstable and well known to law enforcement. As one hostage taking unfolded in Australia, another incident involving suspected Islamic radicals was playing out in France. Lisa Bryant has more.
French media reports that the arrest took place at approximately the same time across the country, yielding the reported arrests of about 10 people. There was no immediate official statement about the detentions. But according to police sources, those detained are between 19 and 34 years old. They include both would-be jihadists as well as several people who have returned from Syria, where authorities fear they may have joined the ranks of the Islamic State and other radical groups. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
This is VOA News. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, says he will not take orders from foreign leaders and that it is time for United Nations peacekeepers to get out of the country. In a lengthy speech before Parliament Monday, Mr. Kabila said Congo is ready to receive advice, guidelines, and suggestions from the West, but the Congo will never accept injunctions. Mr. Kabila is under strong international pressure, particularly from the United States and France, to leave office after a second term is over, clearing the way for a successor in 2016. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is defending Sunday's police raids against media figures linked to a U.S.-based Islamic cleric. Mr. Erdogan says a detention of at least 24 supporters of cleric Fethullah Gulen was a needed response to what he called dirty operations by anti-government forces. He dismissed criticism by the European Union, which said the raids were against European values, saying the bloc should mind its own business. Turkey has been trying to join the EU. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Rome for talks Monday as Palestinian officials push for a U.N. resolution calling for an end to Israeli occupation of Palestinian territory within 2 years. Before the meeting, Mr. Netanyahu said he would not allow others to dictate a time frame for withdrawal. Monday's meeting was the first stop of Mr. Kerry's trip to assess the state of Israeli-Palestinian issues. He'll meet Tuesday with Chief Palestinian Negotiator Saeb Erekat in London. The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights warns more than 5 million people caught in conflict-affected regions of eastern Ukraine are struggling to survive as a winter cold sets in. Lisa Schlein has details.
UN human rights monitors find the situation for millions of people in eastern Ukraine has worsened since the government and separatists agreed on a ceasefire September 5th. The report says 1,357 people have been killed since then, just under one-third of the more than 4,700 total deaths since the conflict began in April. It says an average of 13 people a day are being killed in the conflict. The report details how the damaged infrastructure, failing economy, and disrupted social and medical services harm the most vulnerable, particularly the elderly, children, and individuals in state institutional care. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hong Kong Chief Executive Leung Yung-Chun Ying says the territory's occupied protests are over, but activists say they will return after police cleared the last of the demonstration sites on Monday. It followed more than 10 weeks of protests. There were no reports of violence. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.